And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, let your body relax, and open your heart to this sacred, still moment. Take a deep, cleansing breath, and as you exhale, I invite you just to let go. Breathing in and breathing out, let go of any fears, concerns, or worries that might keep you from being fully present and receptive to the love and light you are. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of the demands. Let go of the stress. And just be here, right now, and know surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. 2,000 years ago, the birth of Jesus was the beginning of a revolutionary breakthrough in spiritual understanding, bringing love and light to illuminate the darkness. And as you look forward to this Christmas season, know that beyond all the outer preparations, the decorating, the candle lighting, the gift giving, there is another important ritual, the ritual of turning within. Beyond any outward challenges, you can move into that peaceful sanctuary where you feel the power and the oneness in the divine. You are created in the image and likeness of God, in the image and likeness of the divine. Through the power of your indwelling Christ, you are filled with unlimited potential. You are love. You are light. You are peace. You are joy, faith, and wisdom. All of these and more are part of your divine inheritance. The peace you seek during this holiday season, the peace that passes all understanding, lives within you. You are that peace. You are love, light, and joy. All these are yours. If you have a prayer need now, a goal, a dream, a blessing that you want to see unfold in your life, just hold it in your heart for a few moments and know that in the midst of turmoil, there is always stillness. In the midst of a healing challenge, there is wholeness. In the midst of relationship challenges, there is only divine love. So in the silence for just a few moments, claim what you need and dwell in the joy of having it realized. So we thank you, sweet spirit, for the ultimate gift of our indwelling Christ, modeled so perfectly by Jesus. We are so grateful for this ultimate gift of our oneness, and we are grateful for all of our many blessings. Guide us in moving through the days ahead in joyful anticipation and making every moment of this sacred season one of love, peace, and joy. We pray this now in the name and through the power of the indwelling Christ, knowing it is so. And we will end our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and faithfully joining together in singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.